We've been covering yesterday, obviously, on the programme. We had Arlene Foster, your colleague with Barry McIlduff from Sinn Féin, on the situation in Castledurg. And the Parades Commission is expected to rule later on this Republican parade in Castledurg, which is due to take place later this month. And the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, has said the issue, quote, was of how we deal with the past and whether or not people have a right to commemorate those people who have lost their lives.
Well, that is part of it, but in Castledurg, it is not all of the issue that is being dealt with here. If you look at the route for the proposed parade, it passes the scene of at least three murders committed by the Provisional IRA in that town. And there are still families in that town who lost loved ones as a result of what the Provisional IRA did. And the question, Stephen, is when you want to pursue the right to commemorate, and at the same time, in the manner in which you do that, you cause great offence and hurt to those who have been the victims of your actions.
But as an Orange man, you have constantly campaigned to be able to walk anywhere on the Queen's Highway. Why can't they?
Well, because, Stephen, we're not comparing like with like. If any organisation on the Loyalist side announced tomorrow that it was going to organise a parade to commemorate members of an illegal organisation who had committed murder, and they were going to do so through an area where some of those murders had been committed and where families still live, Stephen, I would not support that. I could not support that. Therefore, I don't think you're comparing like with like. Where there has been a tradition of the Loyal Orders or the Ancient Order of Hibernians parading, and they are doing so as a celebration of their culture, not as a glorification of terrorism, then I think that is very different from a situation where you have an organisation that is engaging in a parade through an area where murders have been committed by that organisation, and they're doing so to glorify those who committed those murders.
So when Loyalists,
that is wrong.
So when Loyalists have engaged in parades, for example, Brian Robinson comes to mind, who was in the UVF. Were you against those type of parades?
I'm against any type of parade that glorifies terrorism. And if a Loyalist organisation were to announce tomorrow that it was going to parade down the Falls Road to commemorate those who had killed people on the Falls Road, I would be against it, Stephen.
You see, the interesting thing here, well, let me quote...
And I'll bet you Sinn Féin would be against it as well.
Let me quote Karina Carlin, because her brother, Charles Breslin, was shot dead by the SAS in 1985. Karina is a Sinn Féin councillor, and she's arguing the parade should go ahead for this reason. She says, these young men lived and died in their own communities. They should be remembered in their own communities, by their own communities. Commemorations are about commemorating and remembering our dead. Absolutely nothing to do with hurting anyone else.
Well, I'm sorry, but in the confined space of Northern Ireland and in a town like Castledurg, which was a killing field for the IRA, you simply cannot do that without hurting and offending the innocent victims. That's the reality, Stephen. I mean, you know, Sinn Féin look at this through very, very rose-tinted glasses. They only see their side of this. They are not looking at or even thinking about those families of the victims who died in the centre.
But when you went into power with Sinn Féin, did you seriously expect them to completely erase their past, to stop talking about the past and what they supported in the past?
Well, Stephen, I would like them to come clean about the past. I would like them to stand up and tell us what they did, but that hasn't happened. Of course, I don't expect that overnight everything is going to change. But that doesn't stop me from saying this is wrong. What you're doing here is wrong. It is causing offence. It is causing harm. It is damaging community relations. If we're serious about building a shared future, I do not believe the way to set about doing that then is to engage in this kind of parade. It's not necessary, Stephen. Is it necessary to hold a parade to commemorate people who have died?
What's going to happen next? Because we see Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness flying around the world together in the interests of Northern Ireland. We see them standing shoulder to shoulder. It's Peter this, Marty this, Marty this, Pete this. And yet here we have an incredibly serious situation in which Arlene Foster, your colleague, is saying that that Sinn Féin are trying to traumatise victims.
Well,
deliberately.
Is...
Now, is Peter going to continue to stand side by side with the leader of a party who your party is saying is trying to traumatise victims?
Well, I can tell you this, Stephen, there have been some very sharp words spoken about this issue. And the First Minister has made his position absolutely clear. So what do we do? Do we pull the plug on Stormont? Do we bring the devolved government crashing down? Who wants that to happen? Well, the dissident Republicans who still have murder in their heart, who target police officers, who are engaged in an ongoing campaign of violence, they want to destroy Stormont. And they want to destroy the hopes of the people of Northern Ireland. They want to take us back to the dark days of the past, and they want to be able to prove that Northern Ireland is a failed political entity, that it can't work. Stephen, we will do everything in our power to make Northern Ireland work. And if you look at the coalition government in Westminster, they fall out all the time.
No, I know that. I know that. But
they have arguments all the time. That is the nature of coalition
government. No, I understand that. But the point I'm trying to make to you is this, and I think it's at least a valid question. When the DUP is saying that Sinn Féin are trying to re-traumatise victims, now, Sinn Féin would deny that. Obviously, they would. But the point I'm trying to make to you is this. How high up the DUP's priority is this? If indeed the DUP seriously believes that Sinn Féin is trying to re-traumatise victims, is it acceptable within the one day, within the one week, to see the First Minister criticise Sinn Féin and yet in the same day or the next day to see the First Minister standing shoulder to shoulder with Sinn Féin's leader? That is a valid question, because for those people who are being traumatised, if they are DUP supporters, they may expect you to distance yourselves from Sinn Féin.
Well, Stephen, first of all, it's never acceptable to do what Sinn Féin are doing in these circumstances. Let me be clear about that. We have made our position absolutely clear. We've been to the Parades Commission. We have made representations. We will take this, if necessary, to an even higher level if the Parades Commission do not rule in a manner which we believe recognises the rights and the views and concerns.
Well, what's the higher level?
Victims. Well, of course, the Secretary of State is the higher level.
Who's not going to overrule the Parades Commission? Get real.
Well, it doesn't stop us from putting our point of view, Stephen, and this issue is so important that we need to put our point of view, and if necessary, to put it at the highest levels, and that is precisely what we will do.
Would you seek a judicial review?
Well, that would be a matter for those directly affected by this parade, but I wouldn't rule that out.
But you've kind of taken me away from the question, which is it a tenable situation for Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness to walk around the country shoulder to shoulder if the DUP... Look, you're right. There are political arguments all the time within the coalition in the UK government. I see it. Everybody sees it. But when the DUP is talking about the very serious issue, the very serious allegation that Sinn Féin is trying to re-traumatise victims, why is Peter Robinson comfortable walking side by side with the leader of a party who he alleges is re-traumatising victims? Why is he anywhere near Martin McGuinness if he believes he's doing that?
Stephen, I wouldn't describe it as comfortable. I know because on many days there are meetings at Stormont and there are very robust exchanges between the DUP and Sinn Féin. There are many things on which we do not agree.
But let's talk about this. For example, what type of exchange has there been about this specific Castledurg desire by Sinn Féin to parade? And what type of conversation has there been between the First and Deputy First Minister? They held separate press conferences yesterday.
They did, and I think that answers your question. On this issue, Peter Robinson is distancing himself from Sinn Féin. He does not want to be associated with what they are doing in Castle Durgan has made that absolutely clear. And he has been unequivocal in his condemnation, both in public and in private, of this parade. It damages community relations. It does nothing to help us build a shared future in Northern Ireland. In fact, it has the opposite effect, Stephen. So, yes, where it's necessary, we will distance ourselves. We will make our position clear. We will be distinct and speak out where we think things are
wrong.
But
can you then be seen the next day and indeed the next week, not to forget about it, but can you then be seen to just move on to a new picture opportunity and the First and Deputy First Minister to be travelling together, if it is that important to you? Stephen, I'm not trying to drive a wedge between you, the two of you. I'm trying to establish if there is a genuine wedge and how high up the priority list it is if you believe any other political party is re-traumatising victims. There's probably not a more serious accusation, given the history of this country, you could make than to try to re-traumatise victims, which Sinn Féin emphatically deny.
Well, Stephen, it is a very serious allegation. And I remind you that we have coming up within the next few weeks, and I will be involved on behalf of the DUP, the HAAS initiative, which is designed precisely to deal with all of these issues, how we deal with the legacy of the past, how we deal with parades, how we deal with flags and emblems. So far from ignoring this, Stephen, or forgetting about it next week, what we have done is driven this to the top of the priority list of government in Northern Ireland, right at the top, Stephen. To answer your question directly, this is at the top. And because it's at the top, we've brought someone like Richard Haas into Northern Ireland to lead an initiative to tackle these issues once and for all. Because I have no doubt that what is happening in Castle Durg will not be the last time that this issue will arise. And for that reason, it needs to be taken head on. And we owe it to the innocent victims to do that, Stephen. We need to tackle.
But you talk about innocent victims, and you know fine well, because this argument has gone on for decades now. But you know that Sinn Féin will say that they too have innocent victims, that they were fighting a war, that they do not see their army as terrorists, and that they have as much right to commemorate their people as you would have to commemorate anyone in the British Army, for example.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad you've raised this because it does go to the heart of the matter. And this is something I think we need to examine in this HAAS initiative. Just before the parliamentary recess, I introduced a bill in the House of Commons, which was supported across the parties. It's on the definition of a victim. I have believed, Stephen, and I've said this in your programme before, for some time, that it is morally indefensible to equate a perpetrator, someone who was involved in an illegal terrorist organisation, who was engaged in acts of terrorism and who lost his or her life because of their own actions, that it is morally indefensible to equate that kind of person with an innocent victim, someone who happened to be walking down the street, someone who was on duty at a checkpoint and was murdered by a terrorist organisation. And I have introduced a bill in the House of Commons to change the definition of a victim.
So it wasn't a war. So it wasn't a war. Someone manning a checkpoint wasn't a soldier.
Well, Stephen, I regard, for example, the young soldier who was killed at Bessbrook. While he was manning a checkpoint, he was speaking to a local resident, and you've had Rita Restrick on your programme, and that was her son, killed by a sniper. This was not a war, and I regard that young soldier as an innocent victim, because he was not engaging in any unlawful activity. He was doing his duty, and he was murdered by someone who was engaged in a criminal act. Not an act of war, a criminal act under the law. And that is very clear. And therefore, my bill will remove this equating terrorists with innocent victims. It will define an innocent victim as someone who was not engaged in unlawful activity, who did not kill themselves because of their own actions. And I think that's important, Stephen.
Okay.
And it goes to the heart of this Castle Derrick issue.
Jeffrey
I
Johnson.
Do not believe the people who Sinn Féin are commemorating were innocent victims in the same way as the people that were murdered in Castle Derrick.
Jeffrey Johnson, thank you very much indeed.